I say to you today, my friends, that in spite of the difficulties and frustrations of the moment, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood.
I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I have a dream today.
I have a dream that one day little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls
and walk together as sisters and brothers.
This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty of thee I sing, land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims pride, from every mountainside,
let freedom ring."
When we let freedom ring,
we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children,
black men and white men,
Jews and Gentiles,
Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands
and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
The new Jammin 98.3, along with Christian Faith Fellowship Church, honor and celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.